I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, hour number two. And I swear, Clay and I today, we were talking about how we're gonna do a variety of stories today. We're going to do everything we can to not just focus in on this document situation. But the news is breaking right now. All the House Democrats and everybody else are jumping on this one right away. Oh boy, they found classified documents at Pence's house. And you know, at some point when you have many of the most recent and most senior members of the government, to include presidents and vice presidents, in classified document trouble, it starts to feel like maybe we need to revisit certainly the far more severe punishments that are given out to underlings in the national security apparatus, people like I used to be one of them, and act like every document that has classified stamped on it is, you know, got the nuclear codes and we're all going to die if this gets into the wrong hands. I think maybe this could be a moment where we have some perspective. But apart from the legality of this, and we've got Andy McCarthy joining us to talk about that, I also think this is, Clay, the biggest moment here is the shifts that are occurring politically that will affect the country and its future as a result of this, you know, tempest in a classified teapot, right? As a result of all this stuff that's going on, you have, I think now, Donald Trump is no longer in any realistic jeopardy from the whole Mar-a-Lago documents and the FBI raid. We should remember it because it was abusive. We should remember it because it showed the double standard that existed even before this and the heavy-handedness and the weaponization of the DOJ under a Democrat president like Biden against his chief rival. I mean, they're really not even trying to hide this stuff. But I think it takes Trump out of any possible jeopardy for that. And I agree with you, by the way. I think this also moves everything toward they can't prosecute Trump for anything anymore, but I want to hear your take on that. I think that with Joe Biden, this weakens him politically, doesn't take him out of the game politically, but certainly has spurred. I think after the midterms, it was 100% Biden running again. And now the powers that be behind the scenes of the Democrat apparatus are going to be having a conversation. Is it Joe? And then this Pence, the latest one is that Pence had classified documents at his home in Indiana. And this is confirmed now. I think Mike Pence, he basically had already said he was going to run for president, right? I think this makes it harder for him, a lot harder for him, because to your point in the last hour, he's supposed to be the guy who, and look, you could say this is unfair to hold anyone the standard, but he's supposed to be the guy who is, you know, the Boy Scout who never makes a mistake and gets it done the right way. This is not a great, it's not a great look.
So this I think is, you got it's a direct attack, Buck, on his brand. There's a great story I read a while back. Remember Brian Williams gets caught for lying about being under fire? And he basically lost his entire career. Brian Williams said the same things that Hillary Clinton said about being under fire when he was in Iraq. And it didn't even impact Hillary Clinton. And the reason was, well, people expect Hillary Clinton to lie and exaggerate, not tell the truth. They don't expect that from Brian Williams. Now, we can have a huge conversation about why we have a higher standard for truth-telling from a newscaster than we do from somebody running for the president of the United States. But Mike Pence's brand is, I'm above reproach. I am the moral authority. The one thing you can, he doesn't have a lot of sizzle, but the one thing Mike Pence would sell is, you can trust me. I'm not going to let you down. It's why when Bill Clinton had, I was trying to see what phrase I can use, got involved in the situation with Monica Lewinsky, most people were like, yeah, I can see that. And frankly, it's why I think the Trump allegations involving, you know, porn stars and all these different women, people were like, yeah, the guy's been married three times. He's a celebrity. He's never seemed like he was a paragon of virtue. So Trump and Clinton, I don't think those scandals ever really attached themselves because they didn't directly attack our perception. This for Mike Pence is a direct attack on what people think of him. And also, Buck, there's audio of Mike Pence, just like there was audio of Joe Biden saying, in the wake of the Mar-a-Lago raid, I could never imagine how anyone could have classified documents. Let's play this interview from Mike Pence, much like with Joe Biden. Everybody was like, oh, there's no way this could ever happen. What is Donald Trump thinking? And then they also have their own classified document scandal. Listen.
You take any classified documents with you from the White House?
I did not.
Do you see any reason for anyone to take classified documents with them leaving the White House?
Well, there'd be no reason to have classified documents, particularly if they were in an unprotected area.
Okay, so he directly contradicted himself. Now, I think this was accidental, probably just packing up boxes. They've gone back through them. They found them. But it makes me think that everybody has classified documents, Buck.
Which is amazing, because if you're in your first week at the CIA, or I'm sure same thing for military folks, you know, when you're getting your clearance, not everybody in the military has a clearance, but, and there's very different levels of clearances. Some of the intel agencies, you have to have above a top secret level clearance, for you to just be, you know, be able to be, working there. But you're, this is treated with tremendous severity for everybody. And yet now we're seeing that all the people that are supposed to be at the very top of the national security, food chain are incapable of keeping classified documents out of their homes. I mean, I also kind of wonder here, you know, it's not like they would know if somebody, you know, I'm surprised they wouldn't just destroy these things, you know, honestly, which I know people say, oh, that's illegal, whatever. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, the documents that you find in your garage, you could throw them in the fireplace. Nobody would ever know. So why is this? I think they just must have no idea where these things could even be, which to me goes to an even greater level of carelessness, if that makes sense. Like,
no, that's not the question I was going to ask you. Is it worse? And if people out there listening, Trump admitted that he had classified documents. He said he had declassified them, but he knew that he had them and he knew where they were. And the dispute was over whether he had the right to retain possession of them, to refresh for everybody out there. Is that worse, or is it worse to accidentally end up with classified documents in your possession? I actually think the accidental, the intent isn't there, but it speaks to not knowing that you have them, as opposed to a dispute over whether or not you have the presidential authority to have them or not. Does that make sense? I think it's really kind of an intriguing question.
Yes. Well, there's also something that they refer to as positive control, active control.
Yeah.
So, for example, if I'm going from Langley, which, you know, is the CIA headquarters, which I think they renamed like the George H.W. Bush Center for Intelligence or something. There's some new name for it, but it's, you know, Langley is what all the cool kids call it. If you're leaving Langley, by the way, name for the estate that used to be there, and there's actually some tie-in to the family of Robert E. Lee in terms of ownership of that estate. I forget exactly what it is.
Oh, no, they're going to have to cancel the CIA now.
Well, Langley, you know, the whole Langley thing, I don't know that name. If you went from Langley to the White House and, you know, you have these documents, let's say, you know, you there's supposed to be a way you actually convey them, you actually move them between places, and you were to go outside of that conveyance. And let's say you went into like a Dunkin' Donuts, you realize, I actually had a top secret document that I just stuffed in my jacket pocket. Well, that's not the way it's supposed to be handled, and that's a security issue, obviously. You're not supposed to have some, but you could say I had positive control, meaning there was never a moment that I didn't know where it was and that it wasn't in my possession. And what we're seeing with these guys is it's not, because this comes up with, for example, Clay, I accidentally brought classified documents home. If you bring them home and you realize, oh my God, it's been in my briefcase this whole time, you bring it back, that's positive control. That's a security violation.
Yeah.
But if you bring it home and it ends up, you know, in a box with some old newspaper clippings and next to some baseball cards in the garage, and you've had people coming and going over the course of 6 years, that's not positive control. That's a whole other level of risk of exposure of the documents. So that's why what you're seeing with these individuals is they didn't even know. They just got classified hanging out in their homes. It's bad news. It's really not a good look.
Also, to your point, the government has no idea that they have this. So my thought also is, how important are these documents in general? Right? I mean, you handled classified documents. What percentage of them would you say, if suddenly someone had seen them, it would have been an oh crap moment, like to have that be visible, right? Like, in other words, all classified is not created equal. What are the odds that if we saw the 12 documents that Mike Pence has, that we would even blink about them?
I mean, just in my rough estimate, personal opinion, back of the napkin math, I'd say 30% of what I saw that was classified, you could understand why you would really need to protect it at some level. And, you know, maybe 5 to 10%, you were like, this really, you know, this being published or certainly getting out to the enemy would be a big deal. But a solid majority of it, you're like, well, I mean, you know, because people don't even understand. A lot of it is a lot of things can be classified that are assessments, opinions of, thoughts of, and that can be classified based upon source derivation, right? But, you know, a lot of people think a lot of things.
How many classified pieces of paper do you think the average vice president would see in a day? Is it like 10 or 15?
It's so tough to know.
Like, I mean, I just have no clue how voluminous the amount of paperwork that you would see would be that was classified.
I mean, these individuals have staffs and have, when classified documents go into, I mean, I did 2 Oval Office deep dive briefings for the intelligence community for President W. Bush. And it was all very controlled and very specific. You know, those documents, and that's for the PDB, the Presidential Daily Briefing. So I was the lead briefer in a couple of Presidential Daily Briefings during the Iraq War. And those documents are at that level of sensitivity. There's a greater sort of knowledge and tracking of them.
Of where they are.
Of where they are and everything else. But I mean, you know, you can go into, there are law enforcement, even local law enforcement, like the NYPD, there'll be people who have classified, some level of classified access, much lower level than you would at, say, the CIA or the Pentagon. And so there's document handling procedures in place for that, right? So it really depends. But yeah, there's billions of sheets of paper that the government has. There are millions of people, they estimate, I don't even know what the number is, with either have or have had a clearance, and there are billions of pieces of paper with classified on it floating around there. So yeah, can we keep it all? Can we keep track of it all? Well, I mean, there's, can we keep track of it all as a general concept, Clay? And then there's, hey, when you're the vice president, can you not bring this stuff home like it's a Hardy Boys novel that you're reading and you're just going to kind of leave it dog-eared next to the pool? I think that's fair. I think you can have that level of expectation.
I also just think how funny it is that all these politicians now, and I say all, but at least 2, Biden and Pence, both in interviews, no way this could ever happen. That's indescribably bad, basically. And then they both have their own classified document scandal now. It's just part. A lot of you out there are like,
what about the political ramifications, Arbor? Do you see it any differently or on all three of those levels? There's the Trump aspect, the Biden aspect, and the Pence aspect, and how these all play together.
We'll talk about it next, because I do think that's intriguing to think about what is the actual impact now going forward as all these stories continue to spiral. But I got to tell you, what does it take to get a better night's rest every night? One part of it, likely the sheets that you sleep on. They're pretty awesome. And I have got the Giza Dream Sheets, and they are absolutely phenomenal. I mean, these sheets feel great. It's fun to jump into the bed and get all wrapped up in them. You will love the Giza Dream Sheets. They're made with cotton from Egypt. They are phenomenal. And the prices right now, man, they're great. Under $30. If you want to look forward to a great night's rest, order a set of these sheets today for yourself at MyPillow.com. You can use our names, Clay and Buck, as your promo code. Get the special pricing with a deep discount. Remember, this comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Here's how you get it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Check out the flash sale on the Giza Dream Sheets. Remember, use the code Clay and Buck. You can also call 800-792-3269.
Make an appointment with the truth. Tune in every day to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code CLAY, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You know, when you actually start to analyze Mike Pence, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, all with their own individual classified document scandals, where I think this goes from a political perspective, Buck, is I think two big things happen for Biden. I think one, the idea that you're going to knock out Trump via charges, not only for the confidential documents, but also for January 6th, are effectively out the window. I was of the opinion that Trump was going to be charged prior to the Biden classified documents, Buck. I mean,
I think this changes what was going to happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the Biden classified documents changes that. I also think it makes it more likely that Biden gets a challenger. Now, maybe it's Eric Adams, maybe it's Joe Manchin. Who exactly that challenger will end up being, I'm not sure. There will be an upstart, and this would be, I believe, the first challenger for an incumbent president since 1992, in terms of someone who would really try to go knock the president out in the primary. So it is a weakness of the president if he is not able to keep his own party from running against him, given the fact that he has incumbency. So I would say, to me, these are the two biggest impacts of the classified document scandal. At this point, I also just presume that everybody's got classified documents, whether, you know, you got Hillary, you got Pence, you got Trump, you got Biden. I would bet that there's Obama classified documents out there. I would bet if he still has all his papers that George W. Bush might have them. I mean, based on the prevalence of this, I just find it hard to believe there's not a general lack of a carefulness being paid. And also, it just, to me, probably, Buck, speaks to the voluminous nature of the papers that they're removing when the White House, when you're the vice president or the president, you're just throwing stuff in bags and boxes. I don't know that it's a really serious process when you're leaving like that.
It may have to change as a result of all this.
I think
there's a recognition that just having a bunch of people show up like they're, you know, moving the couch and the TV to somewhere else is not sufficient for security purposes. I gotta say, this is getting to the point though where there's such a it has crossed the line into absurdity, and I think for a lot of people that then just means they're gonna want to move past this.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that Trump benefits mightily from this.
Yes.
This circumstance. I think that Biden is, you know, it's just still, no one really expects more from Biden. I think that's a big part of this. No one's surprised that he's a buffoon when it comes to classified documents. So I don't think it really changes all that much for Biden. And I think it maybe makes things a little bit harder for Mike Pence right now. But I also don't see this story. I don't see that. I keep saying, okay, I think we're there. There might be another batch or two found among these or some other individuals of note. But either way, I think the public will lose interest in this over time, is my sense. Could be wrong.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's a huge win for Trump, and I think it's an issue for Biden. And I don't think it's going away in terms of for Biden, whereas for Trump, I think it's basically over. If your business has five or more employees, you manage to keep that business safe and thriving through the COVID and the ensuing inflation we're still dealing with, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Now remember, not a loan, no payback, it's just a refund of your taxes. How do you get your business this refund money? Go to GetRefunds.com. Their tax attorney specialist, little-known payroll tax refund program. They'll do all the work, no charges up front, just share a percentage of the cash they get back with you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Here's how you do it. Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me. Answer a few questions. Payroll tax refund only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Fascinating to see what stories the media focuses on day in and day out, because it tells you so much about their worldview or their politics in a whole range of ways. And certainly in the aftermath of a horrific mass shooting, whether they decide that this story deserves
wall-to-wall coverage is a political call to action and is something that should be used to shame their political opponents, irrespective of really what the facts are of the situation. That is something that we see happening time and time again. I bring it up because right now, Clay and I talked to you yesterday about the shooting that occurred over the weekend at a dance hall where you had 10 people who were murdered by this guy who was just a disgruntled, deeply unhappy person who just turned to the worst kind of evil, killed 10 people and was going to kill more. He moved to a second location. I actually shared this clip on Twitter. It's remarkable. Brandon Tsai was on scene there, and he was the individual, the hero, who this guy is reloading. Now, I know a lot of people think, oh, I would have done this too. A lot of people would freeze. You've got somebody who has, I think it has been repeatedly described as a pistol, but it's, or rather as an assault rifle in the media. But it's really a pistol with a folding stock, I think. But either way, it's illegal under, technically a pistol with a folding stock, illegal under California law. This guy, Brandon Tsai, essentially rushed the shooter, who you can, I think, safely assume otherwise would have been able to kill another 10, 15, 20 people who were helpless, defenseless at this. So this guy saved a lot of lives. But that shooting occurred over the weekend. And as we know, the Democrats immediately jumped into the, oh, this is a hate crime. And I don't just mean in general Democrats, top legislators, senators, Democrats associated closely with the Biden administration, the White House. There was another shooting over the last few days. Seven people were killed in this shooting. And this shooting also involved an Asian American
or elderly Asian
person, a person of Asian descent, a Chinese agricultural laborer, 67 years old. So he's almost a senior citizen who was in the San Francisco area, Half Moon Bay, went into his work facility and just started murdering people, shot seven people in cold blood. Now, that came 72 hours after the other individual, who actually killed 11 people, excuse me, one of them additionally succumbed to injuries, killed 11 people at a Lunar New Year celebration in Monterey Park, which is near Los Angeles. Two major mass shootings by two Asian assailants, one of whom already, I believe, committed suicide in the car right during the standoff, so he won't face any trial. But two shootings, mass shootings, Asian assailants, and the media interest on this is minimal.
Yeah.
Because it's not an opportunity to try to find some tie-in to Trump and MAGA and white supremacy and all this other stuff. And one of the big lies, Clay, the media pushes about shooting, mass shootings in particular, mass shootings of three or more people, is that this is it's disgruntled white males who do this. This is what you'll always hear. It's actually not true. It's not true because if you look at the data, what you see is that when it comes to mass shootings, the ethnicity of the shooter is essentially totally in line with their percentage of the population. So mass shooters are spread evenly among all, they're all male, but among all demographics, white, Hispanic, black, Asian. But yet the media likes to push this storyline of it's, you know, angry white males or, you know, white supremacists who are the ones who are doing all of this, which I think is why they're not really talking about. Once again, they two mass shootings, 17 or 18 people killed. You would think, Clay, this would be wall to wall coverage.
No, it vanishes if it's not a white guy. And this is the truth. I mean, all of you out there listening know that if there isn't a opportunity to tie this into white supremacy or to far right extremist culture, then the story just almost automatically vanishes. And the one that is maybe the most emblematic of this to me, Buck, is the shooting that happened in Colorado at Boulder. Remember, they thought that was a white guy just based on pictures that came out of a guy who looked like he was white. In terms of you could see his skin, and then it
ended up being that he was Middle Eastern, and the story almost immediately vanished. So they initially said, oh, look, another crazy white guy goes in and kills a bunch of people in Boulder, Colorado, and you could actually track the story and how much attention it was getting. And then as soon as it came out that he was of Middle Eastern descent, the story vanished. And a lot of you probably haven't heard anything about that shooting in Colorado since.
Yeah, there is something deeply disturbing when you look at, when you really dive into it, when you pay attention to it. The Democrat liberal mind has an obsession with the denigration of whiteness all the time, and particularly from white liberals.
Tons of white liberals do it.
This is a false virtue signaling fixation that they have with how the evils of whiteness, and you see this as it is evidenced by media coverage of these mass shootings we're talking about. We all know if the mass, instead of saying there are evil people and deeply violently mentally ill people who are spread through all populations, which is true, and understanding that there are going to be people that from all different ethnic groups that are mass shooters, that's going to happen, which is what the data all shows. Instead of looking honestly at that issue, because there's no political advantage in it, they try to skew the issue toward all mass shooter. You see this, by the way. I mean, there'll even be blue check commentators. There's a mass shooter and the guy's white. They say, oh, it's always a white mass shooter. It's just not true.
Yeah.
But this is one of the lies that they believe and one of the lies that they repeat. And unfortunately, a lot of people, you and I make a living knowing what actually happens and what the data actually is. A lot of people see, oh, okay, well, CNN says, you know, another white, you know, male shooter, and this is all the mass shooters are white males. It's not reality. And that's why I think, you know, you have to remember the mindset during the war on terror era. We used to call it the GWAT, Global War on Terror. And then they tried to get rid of that term. The Obama administration came in and they wanted to call, this was the fight against Al-Qaeda and, you know, later ISIS and all this stuff. They wanted to call it something like overseas contingency operations against violent radical extremism. I'm not kidding. It was actually something that was so long. I remember sitting in Langley when the Obama administration came in and we're all laughing our asses off because this is ridiculous. This is an encyclopedia. This isn't an operation discussion. But I remember there was a belief that to service the narrative of, oh, we're so scared about Islamophobia, they would always downplay when there was a terrorist incident. You know, oh, we don't know. We don't know if this person is a Muslim. We don't know what their belief system is. And they would do this. And we all kind of knew, like, usually the guy's screaming Allahu Akbar and it's on video and he's shooting something up. You kind of know right away. I think there's a similar mentality among a lot of the Democrat aligned media now, which is, let's not focus too much on the any mass shooting that doesn't involve a white perpetrator, because we have to tackle the problem of white male mass shooters, because they're the ones that do it all the time. It's incongruent. It's what's the phrase I'm trying to, cognitive dissonance.
Yeah, they can't handle it. And just pay attention to this. I mean, we had the Walmart shooter was a black guy, right, in Virginia, went in, shot up the place. We had also in Virginia, in the same way that we have the double Asian shooter, we had the former football player at the University of Virginia who went and shot several of his teammates. Two black mass shootings in Virginia in like short concert. Now you've got two Asian mass shooting in short concert. The stories will vanish. But you still hear a lot of talk about the Buffalo shooting, right? Racist white guy goes into a black supermarket, kills people there. And they choose which stories to emphasize. To your point, first of all, mass shootings, if we eliminated every mass shooting, and I think this is important, 98% of murders would still be happening.
Yep.
So we have this idea out there that mass shooting is a huge part of the national murder rate. It's actually the case that if we eliminated them, 49 out of 50 murders would still be happening in this country.
You know what that's also true about?
Part of an issue.
It's also true about modern sporting rifles, a.k.a. assault rifles. You ban assault rifles, 98% of shootings still happen.
Yeah.
But they're obsessed with it. You know why? Because they view gun control, yes, ultimately they want to eliminate the final stopgap against tyranny that the founding fathers enshrined in the Constitution. But every call by a Democrat for gun control in some way is meant to be a thumb in the eye of a white male Republican AR-15 owner. And that's why libs in Brooklyn and Santa Monica and Chicago and where and DC, they get so excited about it because it's meant to be, see, somehow you, a law-abiding gun owner who lives in Texas and has, you know, 7 AR-15s and loves to go to the range, you're the problem. It's a neuroses that they have to do this. They want to poke those people in the chest and blame them for mass shootings by lunatics that have nothing to do with those individuals. But that's, it's just meant to be a political cudgel. And that's how they weaponize.
The exception to this rule, Buck, that I would point to is the shooting in Texas. And the school shooting is such a unique circumstance. The Hispanic shooter there, they covered, obviously, Uvalde got a massive amount of attention because of who the victims were and where that shooting occurred. But otherwise, the focal point is always on white guys.
That was also on the list of the biggest police failures
yes.
of all time. You know, up there with the FBI response to Waco, up there, you know, people talk about Ruby Ridge and Waco, and Uvalde is a place of abject law enforcement failure. And you know, you would hope that there'd be important lessons learned from it, if that's possible for, you know, for future law enforcement generations. All right. So, my friend, switching gears here, think of time and money that was invested years ago by somebody in your family to videotape all those joyful things in life, vacations, football games, birthdays, so many things. Somebody who was on hand with that video cam working away. I remember my dad used to love to bust out the old video cam with the little, you put your hand in the Velcro, and we were there for Christmas and for birthdays. You had all those videotapes, right? And they're stored away. My family has them. We've got them in storage. Those memories are precious. You don't want to throw them out, but they're just collecting dust, and eventually you're going to have no way to share them or play them, and they're going to degrade because the actual media they're on degrade. Well, what can you do these days? Legacy Box. Legacy Box is a Tennessee-based company that has all the right gear to safely transfer your family memories onto digital files. They'll do it in about 3 weeks and far cheaper than you could do it yourself. We've both relied, Clay and I, on Legacy Box in the past, and it has come through beautifully for us. And they've done this now for 1.5 million families over the last decade. You owe it to your family to safeguard your memories. Don't let your videos or photos or any old media you have fade. Become your family's hero, your legacy hero, if you will. Save them before those tapes degrade. Go to legacybox.com/buck. That's the website. Go to legacybox.com/buck. You'll get a great discount offer. legacybox.com/BUCK.
Learn, laugh, and join us on the weekend on our Sunday Hang with Clay and Buck podcast. Find it on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, hey, I'm covered, no worries. Not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance.
And that can be a lot of money for your family, but how do you know you're not being overbilled? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
So unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate?
HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance.
When your medical claim comes in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million.
Bottom line, insurance isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it before you see another healthcare provider. HealthLock.com. HealthLock.com.
We're going to be joined by Andy McCarthy at the top of the next hour. He's among the best experts out there at analyzing any legal-related issue, certainly of a criminal nature as it pertains to the political realm. So we're going to dive in with him on what he thinks of the Biden classified document scandal. What about today's Mike Pence revelations? Where is all this headed? We will discuss quite a lot with him as we continue to power through in the third hour of the program. Let me take a couple of your calls. 800-282-2882. We try to sometimes drop in some callers during the course of the program. Let's go first to Kenny in Indiana. Kenny, what you got for us?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Calling from the great Hoosier State of Indiana. Appreciate your analysis on the classified documents, of course. But I felt all along like this is just they're panicking because they knew that Republicans were probably going to take the House, which they did. And they knew there would probably be hardcore investigations to include the Biden crime family. And I think they've been preparing for that all along. They want any and all documents that are out there. Of course, they're going to do the stormtrooper approach at Trump's place. And they don't need to do that with Pence. But with Biden, he's such an idiot.
So let me just ask you this question. I heard that theory, and I hear it quite a lot, and I'm sure you do too, Buck. To me, the number one way to draw more scrutiny on yourself, it's just like waving a white flag and being like, yeah, I'm an imbecile. I have improper documents. What Biden has done, if he were trying to cover up his behavior, is actually the exact opposite of a cover-up.
Yes, it keeps getting worse for him. Yeah. It's not over. So why that doesn't I don't get that. I don't understand why.
I mean,
that
I would understand it if they went and looked up all the documents, Buck, and then they were just like they burned them and we never heard about it. That would be a cover up. This is the opposite of a cover up. It's like calling a penalty on yourself in golf that somebody else might not have seen. And so it's the opposite of trying to rig job something.
Some people did notice. I said it yesterday. I think it hit home for them. Don't assume there's a Biden conspiracy when there's a Biden dumbass, you know? Yeah. Like it is possible that the people in charge really are this stupid and sloppy and not necessarily that there's some 4D chess going on here from whether it's Biden or those who want Biden gone or whatever. I don't see, you know, this all looks really bad for the Biden White House right now. There's no way to spin that.
It's haphazard incompetence more than it's some sort of venal plot to try to cover things up. I mean, if you were going to try to draw less attention to yourself, I can't think of a way that would draw more attention to yourself than, remember, five separate acknowledgments of classified documents being found. That's just waving your hands and trying to draw the attention of authorities. It's like if you had a body in the back of your car that you were trying to transport, driving 120 miles an hour with your blinkers on while going down the street would be one of the worst ways to avoid drawing attention to yourself.
Well, we're going to be talking to our friend Andy McCarthy about this in just a few moments here on the legal realities of this. Also in the next hour, former CIA director, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be with us. Mr. Pompeo is going to talk to us about the Ukraine war. Here's something you might want to know. We may be giving Abrams tanks to Ukraine soon. I remember when just providing them with fighter jets was something that was considered a bit too far. Abrams battle tanks? We will discuss whether this is a good idea. Are we getting deeper into the Ukraine conflict than we bargained for? Clay, it's going to be quite an hour.
No kidding. Plus, we'll probably just go ahead and ask Mike Pompeo, do you have classified documents too? We'll see what he says.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to the Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams, offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.